Our weather's been flipping on us, going from warm to cold in the last week, and that could have an effect on the yard. Joining us this morning live, WTOP's garden editor Mike McGrath, who's here. Good morning, Michael. Tell us, what impact will all of this temperature change here have on impact it'll have on our grass?
Well, on our grass, it'll make our owners realize that springtime is coming. Winter's finally coming to a close, and spring is about to get here. So we need to be monitoring, ideally, the soil temperature, but nobody's going to do that. Luckily, this great master gardener clued me in. I didn't know this. The temperature of the water in the Chesapeake Bay mimics our soil temperature. And so up on the TOP garden plot page this weekend, we have a link to the Oceanographic Institute showing the water temperature in the bay. And when that hits 50 degrees, that's when people should be spreading corn gluten meal on their lawn to give it a nice spring feeding and to prevent crabgrass seeds from germinating. The timing is so specific because if you put down any pre-emergent after the weeds are up, it just feeds them.
Where are we at the bay temperature right now, Mike?
It was like 46, and it was only 40 a couple of days ago. So it is climbing. I mean, here's something if you really have a boring life, watch the water temperature in the bay live. Maybe you'll see it change online.
Well, I don't know. I feel a little frustrated this morning. You had trained me to look for the forsythia, the yellow and the violet-colored forsythia.
And the red buds bursting into bloom. But we had whiners email, "Oh, I don't have any plants in my neighborhood."
You do that well.
So we came up with this extra one. And, hey, this weekend our listeners will have 8 chances to actually buttonhole me and ask me detailed questions about their lawn and tomatoes in person, because I'm going to be at the Fredericksburg Expo Center doing this big spring and home show and garden show here, and I'm going to be here all 3 days, today, tomorrow, and Sunday. That's 8 chances to come out to one of my shows and play Stump the Chump and ask me something I don't know.
Actually, the reviews, whenever folks go out and they meet up with Mike McGrath, they fall in love with him. The guy is like the answer man. Don't get a swollen head as if it's now a time that I could tell him that. It's too big already.
Too mutual. Last year when I did this show, the TOP listeners who showed up were some of the best crowds I've ever had and some of the most interesting people I've ever met.
Good deal.
Fredericksburg Expo Center, this meeting, it'll be a love-in. It'll be a love fest.
All right, you can bring him a Guinness on Sunday, too, with a name like McGrath. I think he'll take it from you. Mike McGrath is our WTOP garden editor.
It's 8:54. Money News next.
Hey, boss, can I have the day off?
We're very busy.
But it's Angus Steak and Egg Breakfast Sandwich Day. It's when true steak lovers celebrate the return of Angus Steak at Dunkin' Donuts. It's finally back.
Angus Steak is back? Everybody, we're going to Dunkin'.
The delicious Angus Steak and Egg Breakfast Sandwich is back, now with a pepper fried egg. Hurry in and celebrate with steak today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Hey, I got you a new Irish cream coffee from Dunkin'.
Oh no, did I forget about a holiday?
No.
Did I forget about a party?
No.
Oh wow, I forgot how smooth and delicious Irish cream is.
Make any occasion special with Dunkin's new Irish cream flavored coffees. Enjoy the smooth, sweet taste in a hot or iced coffee, frozen coffee, or latte today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price participation may vary, limited time offer.
Dunkin's Angus Steak and Egg Breakfast Sandwich is back, now made with a pepper fried egg. Hurry in today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Money News, every half hour at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
It's 8:55. Here's the Money News. Tucker Eccles at the Washington Business Journal.
Well, Mike, this isn't exactly breaking news. We all know we've been getting stuck in the wallet at the gas pump these last couple of weeks. Well, guess what? It showed up in consumer prices. Ahead 0.7% last month is the CPI. That's because of a more than 9% jump in gasoline prices. Here's your silver lining. Strip out that painful memory that we have every time we fill up, and we got the core rate of inflation up 0.2%. As expected, the reaction from stock futures, kind of we knew that was coming, and now we're actually looking for a modest gain at the opening bell, with the Dow futures ahead by 5 points. From the Washington Business Journal, I'm Tucker Eccles on WTOP.
All right, Tucker, it's 8:56.
Goats that sound like humans, right?
Nope, it's humans who've just discovered this weekend's clearance apparel sale at Kmart. Up to 80% off when you take an additional 25% off already reduced men's, women's, and kids' clearance apparel.
Yeah!
That means prices start at just $3.50.
Wow!
Wow! But it's only this weekend, Friday through Sunday, up to 80% off clearance apparel at Kmart.
Yeah!
And that was an actual goat. Intermediate markdowns have been taken. Assortment varies by store while quantities last.
People say I'm way too in-your-face direct. Big deal. Some things just need to be said. So if you haven't waterproofed your basement by now, you're not thinking straight. Remember last year's storms? You do? Then how many more hurricanes or tropical storms will convince you? Basements flood when water pressure builds up against foundations and under floors. Get a little water, walls and floors start cracking. Get a lot, and you get a basement full of water. Keep your basement and crawl spaces dry. Call Mid-Atlantic Waterproofing. Yeah, those guys you've seen on ABC's Extreme Makeover Home Edition. Just call 800-MID-ATLANTIC now. Do it. That's 800-643-2852. Because the cost of waterproofing your basement now is nothing compared to what a flooded basement will cost later. And they've got interest-free financing, too.
Call now for a free inspection and get $500 off any new job. Call 1-800-MID-ATLANTIC for details. Some restrictions apply.
Mid-Atlantic Waterproofing for the driest basement in town.
Hey, it's Friday. Good morning. It's 8:58.
103.5 WTOP Radio. Traffic and weather together on the 8s.
We're still working a couple of accidents in the area. In Northwest, westbound Florida Avenue at 6th Street is the accident. Westbound Florida blocked at 6th. The eastbound side of Florida is blocked at 8th Street. Inbound on the Roosevelt Bridge, the accident reported along the right side. You will find delays on 66 eastbound, but outside the Beltway. Passing 50 toward 123, your westbound delay is inside the Beltway after Glebe towards Sycamore. The inner loop of the Beltway on the Wilson Bridge in the local lanes at the merge from southbound 295. The crash reported in the left lane, still seeing the volume from St. Barnabas Road headed to the scene. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
Good looking Friday out there. Clear skies, partly sunny skies through the morning, but more clouds this afternoon headed to the middle 50s. Clouds tonight, the story, as we drop to 40 degrees, cloudy and chilly upper 40s with rain likely at times throughout the day tomorrow. Sunday, partly to mostly cloudy. Can't rule out a glimmer of sunshine, but can't rule out that 30% chance of showers with highs in the 40s. Weather updated around the clock at WTOP. I'm ABC7's Doug Hill.
30 degrees in Frederick, Maryland, 30 at Dulles, 37 at Reagan National, and we're at 35 outside the glass-enclosed Nerve Center in Washington, D.C., going to the mid to upper 50s.
This is WTOP News, Traffic, Weather, On Air, Online, Mobile, WTOP-FM Washington, WTOP-FM Braddock Heights, Frederick, WWWTFM Manassas, Fredericksburg, worldwide on WTOP.com.
Good morning, I'm Mike Moss.
And I'm John Aaron. Coming up,
two of three girls leave the hospital after a driving lesson goes horribly wrong in Ashburn.
Students want big bucks when you graduate. Come back as president. I'm Del Walters.
Younger Americans not as wealthy as their parents were at the same age.
A unique way to thank military spouses with bottles and diapers. I'm Darcy Marchese.
Whoa, close one. The Caps squeeze out a win against the Hurricanes.
9 o'clock.